What the hell do you guys find to talk about anyway?
I like to put my money in the Texaco. Well, I like to put it in the Gulf. Well, I put my money in my mattress. Well, I put my money in my wallet.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
No respect for The Commercial Break. You think a commercial break gets you anything? We went and saw Chris
Jeff.
Rock.
We know Jeff.
Well, that's true. We know Jeff. But Jeff doesn't call me up and offer me great seats anywhere.
Okay.
He offered me a seat near the restroom at Mempo. Got stuck there all weekend.
Oh, gang, gang, gang. All right. Gang, gang,
gang, girly, 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 watch a gang, gang, gang.
How does everyone know this song?
What the fuck is Ging Gang Gooly?
Everyone knows it, though.
And did you notice he has a wedding ring on his finger? This is really getting weird.
Hello, boys.
Hello, okay. Kelly.
Okay, question number one. I've got long, dark hair, which I'm told is my trademark. What part of your body
are you... Oh, I think whoever's telling you that your hair is your trademark is just being polite. Because I've only known you for 10 seconds, and I don't think your hair is the trademark.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, whales and wallabies. Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy. Hoodly bish to you, Kristen.
Bestie Brian.
Yeah, in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your winnings.
Whee!
I read the funniest fucking story, and I saw the video, and it was just too good to be true.
What's that? A lady
in Wisconsin, I think. This is the deal. So she's like 78 years old, right? And she wants to get herself a brand new iPhone. She needs an iPhone.
As everybody does.
So she goes to the mall, like everybody does, to that Apple store that we all know so well. And you know those Apple stores are usually put in the middle of, you know, the big, beautiful malls.
Yeah.
She goes to the mall, and in the parking lot, she doesn't understand where the Apple store is, so she asks someone, excuse me, can you tell me where the Apple store is? And the lady who responds says, yes, it's actually inside of the mall. You know, as soon as you get in the mall, you take a left, and then it'll be like 15 stores down on your left. So the 78-year-old woman drives through the doors that open automatically, drives
oh
through
God.
Them, and then drives to the Apple store and parks
what?
Her car in front of the Apple
Wade,
store.
How
Chrissy,
did she
I'm not even
you
kidding
gotta
you.
You got to mow through a bunch of stuff to
I
get
think she
there.
Might have mowed through a few people.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure, but the video is insane.
Hold on. They're usually up the escalator, though.
No, I think she's on the second parking. I saw the video.
Okay, okay.
I saw the video. Yeah, okay. She did it. She went through the mall. She drove through the mall.
Did she go through a Macy's or a...
No, I don't know. She parked. She stopped by Starbucks. She got a cup
right,
of coffee,
exactly.
A Cinnabon. She had
I'll
a couple
take
Cinnabons.
That to go.
Yeah, I'll take that to go. Thank you very much. And then she just drove and parked herself right in front of the fucking Apple store. Got out of the car.
That's
had nothing happened.
Crazy.
People were going crazy. They're
yeah,
like,
I'm
hey,
sure.
Hey, lady. She wasn't charged with anything because she didn't do too much damage, right? She wasn't charged
with
anything.
I can't believe that there was no damage done.
My grandmother had her driver's license until she was 92 years
old. Papa Joe still has his. He's 90, and we are just trying to figure out a way to take away the geese.
I mean, don't you think there's like an age when we
yes.
just got to stop driving? You know, you can't be
yes.
like a professional
and
pilot over
eye.
55 or something. He has one eye? He has one eye?
Yes.
What in the good fuck is it someone thinking at the DMV?
Well, he is very charming.
Well, I know he's very charming, but don't you think when someone looks at him, like one eye is glass, they'd be like, hey, you
well,
need to take a sight test or something?
Here's the story. So okay. This is actually what happened. So he went to the DMV. My sister would not take him. She's like trying to figure out excuses. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah.
Not going to do it. He ropes in somebody at the retirement home, gets them to go with him. He gets out of the car, falls, hits his head. Had to go to the
no.
hospital. Staples in the head.
Oh, my
Had to
God.
Get those. The people from the DMV run out and are, I think, worried that
he's going to sue
gonna
them.
Sue oh, okay. or something. So they say, just, sir, come back whenever you're ready. We'll give it to you. And they did.
And so he just walked in and got a new driver's license?
Yes.
Son of a bitch,
I
your
know.
Grandfather
I was
smart.
I was,
he's smart as a
I really wanted to call
head.
That. I mean, I'm sure you can't get through to anyone at the DMV.
No, you don't call.
But I really was pissed.
Yeah, I would be too.
What in the God?
I would go with your grandpa next time he's up, because doesn't he have to go every year now? Does he have to go every year? I think my grandma had to go every year. She worked until she was 91. She literally went to an office job, not because she needed it, because she wanted to.
That's what keeps you young.
Yeah. I think I've told this story before. Or old, that's right.
That keeps you living.
I think I've told this story before on air, but my grandfather was an FBI agent before FBI agents could carry guns, when they were just an investigative agency. They did not even have guns. They weren't they weren't considered law enforcement, so they weren't technically allowed to carry guns or permitted to carry guns, whatever it was. So he worked all his life in some kind of law enforcement, you know, loss prevention, law enforcement, whatever. When he retired at 65 years old, he continued to send out resumes and pick up odd jobs, even when he had broken hips and he couldn't get out of his retirement home bed, the nursing home bed. He would give the resume to the nurses and tell them which phone number to send it to and let him know if anybody contacted back. You know, the nurses probably just went and put it in a pile and were like, okay, we'll let him know. Yeah, they called you back, Mr. Fear, you know, whatever. And he used to say, at least when he was alive, when I was younger, he would say that work gives you purpose.
It does.
Right? And but
what
I'm
kind
not,
of purpose do we have doing
I have
this?
No purpose. I am not interested in the least. Listen, one more, like another 100 episodes, and then I'm good. Like, call it a day. Someone was talking about sunsetting their podcast. That's what they call it. How do you sunset your podcast? Yes. Well, if it's not good, you just turn it off, I suppose.
Fade into the background.
Yeah. I think there's a couple people out there who would like us to sunset the commercial break. I won't do it until Spotify gives me a Joe Rogan-like check.
That's right. That's what we're aiming for.
Meghan Markle dethroned Joe Rogan on Spotify as the most downloaded podcast.
Ooh.
I mean, and I think it only happened for like 2 days, right? But still, some estimates are that Joe is getting like 14 to 15 million downloads a day.
A day.
A day.
That's incredible.
Chrissy, we get whatever it is, you know, 1.3 million downloads a month. And I think that's a big deal.
Yes.
15 million downloads daily. That's like billions of downloads every year.
Yes.
Can you imagine having that kind of traffic to your podcast?
No. Well, the pressure.
The pressure.
No wonder he drinks and
smokes weed,
weed
all the time.
On his podcast.
Well, no, he drinks and smokes weed so he can get through a fucking 4-hour conversation with guys like Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, God, that guy was boring. Did you watch that interview? It's a fucking snooze fest, man. That guy is really, he is media trained to the hilt, so he never says anything out of turn. He's a robot.
He is a robot.
He is an unsentient being.
I mean, I think that's what happens when you have that much crazy success when you're that young.
He like rules the world. He's like a ruler of his own little world, and that fiefdom is a whole fucking shit show. And so I think he's just been media trained by lawyers. He's probably been sued so much.
Oh, yeah.
He has been media trained to the nth degree, and every question that could possibly be thrown at him under any circumstance, he has already prepared for in an office with a bunch of lawyers and PR agents. That's
yes,
my.
I did hear one little glitch though on that.
What's
I
that?
Was reading specifically about a story that they were talking, and I guess they were talking about the glasses that are going to be, you know, where you can go to the metaverse with the glasses.
No, you walk around and you like
is
you
it
can
like
capture
the Google glasses.
Yeah, it's Google
I don't
Glass.
Know. Anyways, there's like a little light that I guess. That, you know, for privacy.
Yeah,
so
to show you
that. Know
that that's right.
You're recording or you're, you know, live streaming, whatever. And Joe Rogan said, well, can't you just put a little piece of tape over that?
Oh, of course you can.
And he didn't really have an answer for that.
It's all really bad ideas. I mean, I get it. I get that there are some people that are interested in kind of, you know, videoing the entirety of the world so that if anything happens, you've got it on tape. But can't we just live it? Do we need
I know.
You know, it drives me fucking crazy is that anytime I go to a concert these days, I hate it. I can't think of a concert, maybe with the exception of one time a concert when I take a selfie with whoever I'm with.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time when I have videoed a concert because I am there to watch the fucking concert. It lives in my mind. It's the moment that lives on. And when 75,000 other shitbags are videoing the same thing, I know it's going to be on YouTube for me to see for the rest of my life.
That's
I don't
true.
Need to be another one. Do we really need to watch the world through our phones, or can't we just put them down? I know I sound like an old fucking fogey right now. Like, you know, oh, how am I going to get my TikTok if I don't have my fucking video? But when you go to a concert, the thing that's driving me crazy now is that I'm literally watching the concert through somebody else's phone because they have it up above their head, and that's the only way I can see the goddamn concert.
And you need to get better seats.
No respect for the commercial break. You think a commercial break gets you anything? We went and saw Chris Rock.
We know Jeff.
Well, that's true. We know Jeff. But Jeff doesn't call me up and offer me great seats anywhere.
Okay.
He offered me a seat near the restroom at Memfo. Got stuck there all weekend. To be fair, the beer truck was right there, too. Yes, so I guess, yes. You know,
and that really
a trade-off.
Good chicken place you guys
Yeah,
liked.
Well, man, we love that chicken place. I went to see Chris Rock, and it was the best thing in the world. Because Chris made you put your fucking phone in that
Jack
bag.
Jack White does it too.
And
yeah.
It was locked, and no one could pick up their phones, and everyone was just paying attention to Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. For 2 hours, all you had to do was laugh and have a good time. And if your kids were dying in a horrible ice cream related accident, you wouldn't know until after it was done.
No, you at least had a good time with
that. Oh my God. Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. So, you know, we like to get on these, you know, we've done the love connection and, you know, all these, we talked about a lot.
Adam
about,
the Liar, Frankie B.
Frankie B. We like to talk about relationship driven stuff. You know, that's one of the five food groups of the commercial break.
Foundation.
The five food groups. Penises, 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 relationships.
Holding hands.
And I was reminded of a television show that I got into when I visited Europe. And it's a show called Blind Date. It's been on, I mean, not the Blind Date version here, but the Blind Date on the BBC or ITV or whatever it is.
Okay.
It's been around for ages. The same lady's been hosting it for ages. She's like 112 years old. She's really funny. And it's, let me explain the setup here.
Okay.
Man or woman, I don't think they do gay or queer or anything. I don't think they do those, not that I'm aware of, but this is an older version, right? Man or woman gets on stage behind a partition. And then there are three of the opposite sex, and then you ask them questions, and you decide,
choose.
And then you choose. Mm-hmm. And then they go on some wonderful vacation somewhere together, and then they come back and talk
about
it.
But they go on a vacation?
They go on a vacation.
Wow.
Again. In fucking...
Blind vacation?
In the UK, they are not afraid. They send you on vacation.
Wow.
You go to Mallorca or wherever it is.
Ibiza.
For like Ibiza. You go for a whole week with someone. And then you report back, right?
Jeez,
isn't that crazy?
That's risky.
I know. Well, you got to be vetted, I would imagine. But still.
Well, no, I mean, not risky, dangerous. I mean, risky, like, dangerous to your fun.
Mental health?
To your fun level.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure they don't get the same room. That can't happen. Like, okay. they must, or at least they have the option of separate rooms.
Yeah.
There are camera people and producers that are with you because some of it is filmed. Not all of it, but some of it is filmed. But yeah, I don't think that going on vacation with someone is a big deal. And unless I know you, I'm not asking you to go on vacation with me. I did that one time, and I ended up leaving the girl.
I remember.
Down in the island.
I remember.
It was the craziest fucking thing that ever happened. That girl was a loony tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have left
up.
Her. Yeah, I tried.
Your loins were
All right. I got a little excited about getting laid, and I decided to invite someone on vacation that I had met for 4 hours in Charleston. Turned out she was a Looney Tune. Yeah. Turned out I was a Looney Tune too, because I agreed to it. Yeah. And I left her in the middle of the night. And her mom was calling me, begging me not to leave her. And I was like, she's throwing shit around the hotel room. She's threatening to call the cops. What do you want me to do? Like, I'm not going to stay here and get arrested.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Blind Date, I've got a version of this. I think I want to take a little look at it. Are you interested?
I'm very interested.
Let's do it. Let's pull up Blind Date on the old TC Mabininator. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you'd like to watch this on the video.
First, we've got three desperate Dans all hoping to meet their very own Minnie the Minx. So let's say hi to the boys. Come on, boys.
They're lonely meatheads.
The shirts are classic.
Yeah, look at that. This must be what, 90s, early 90s, mid 90s? Yeah. And you know this, like back in the 90s, the cue cards they wrote for these people, like the hosts, it's just so bad. These five Dapper Dans are looking for the mini minxes.
Mini.
Look at the teeth on that one with the yellow shirt.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
I don't know. But then the hair, that was a style too, where you would have like the gel like just in the front
tuft,
that just went up.
Just a tuft of hair?
Yeah. It's
what do they call that? Pompadour?
Yeah.
I think Jeff would look good with a pompadour.
He said that.
Well, hello, number one. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Well, hello, young hot stud. You know, this host is like 90. He's all horned up.
He is. She's got to be.
Hello, salam. My name's Nick and I'm from Poole.
Did he say his name is Nick and he's from the pool?
It's the UK.
Oh, okay.
You used to be in the Merchant Navy, didn't you?
That's very true. Yeah, when I was 16, I signed up and joined the Merchant Navy.
All right.
Wow, you can do that when you're 16.
So how long were you in the Merchant Navy for? And where did you go?
Well, I was only in there for 6 months, but...
Great. Longevity in the Merchant Navy.
I know.
Yeah, 16. I think the Merchant Navy is like you just volunteer.
To go on a boat?
Yeah, I remember back in the like World War II. You ever seen that movie by... in the World War II, they... Because of the Navy was having trouble with the Nazis, with the Germans, they called upon the Merchant Navy. They were having issues. They're getting slaughtered. Yeah. Sorry.
Have a little bit of trouble.
That was insensitive. Yeah. They were getting literally killed, and they called up the Merchant Navy.
Okay.
Regular
like
boats.
A reserve.
Yeah, it's like a reserve.
Okay.
You use your own boat, and you go out there and do what you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't get
Is it true what they say about sailors? I mean, a girl in every port?
That is true. Not only what? Just... not only just the one sailor, not only just the one. You know, it is true. But there's also... We made sure that there was a lot of port on every girl as well before we...
I don't know what the fuck we just said, but people went crazy. not only a girl in every port, there's a port in every girl. What does that mean? What does that even
mean? They were drunk.
Oh, okay.
Port.
Oh, how did you pick that up? Why are you so much smarter than I am today? What happened? Or have you always been smarter and I've just been
imagining? We're both smartless.
Okay. Well, that would be a show. The listeners would actually be happy to be listening if we were smartless.
Port in every girl. Enjoy blind date number one. A lot of port in every girl.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Number two, what's your name and where'd you come from?
I'm James and I'm from Cardiff.
Yeah. What does our James do from Cardiff?
I sell ecstasy at raves.
He
looks like that guy. Look at that shirt.
I know.
It's like a parachute.
It's a bag.
Yeah, he cut up.
Yeah.
Tell her I'm a butcher. I'm your local family butcher. Right?
I play with your meat all day long. It's so weird.
And you're a butcher with a banter. I mean, you chat up all the ladies, all the housewives.
All the ladies, Scylla, they love it. They love the special sausages, and especially...
They love your sausages,
yeah. And especially, they always come back for the loin of pork, Scylla. They always love the loin of pork.
He had that prepared.
This guy's been waiting five long years to use those on national television.
What special thing would I do?
How many times a party do you think that guy says that same thing?
Every chance.
Yeah.
Every
chance. Great. We got to go out with Dave again. He's going to give his old pork loin story.
And sausage.
Yeah. Sausages.
They love the sausage.
Four in you.
I do a special, which is the roast rack of lamb, that is.
A crown roast.
Roast crown of lamb, that's it, Scylla, yeah.
Well, tell me what's so special about your crown roast.
Well, it's easy, Scylla. It's just the way I stuff them.
Oh, there's Dave with his own "that's the way I stuff them" joke.
What?
The reason why I wanted to watch this is I want to point out just how cheesy these guys are. Super cheese.
Yeah.
You think they get prepared by the producers
ahead
of time?
They're prepared.
Like, okay, you're
sure.
A butcher. Let's make a joke about your sausages. Oh, I got a great joke about my sausages.
In the loin.
Yeah, in the loins. What about your stuffed rack of lamb?
Yeah, you stuff it.
Yeah, that's right. He's pleased
like, thank
with
you,
himself.
I won.
Yeah, he's so
I
pleased.
Won.
I won.
Bigger and better. Hello, number three. What's your name and where do you come from?
Oh, I said, I'm Dave and I'm from Brighton.
Oh, my God. This guy is a class A lug nut.
He is.
Now, Dave, you're a student at the moment.
Yeah, I'm studying to be a children's nurse, Scylla. Oh.
Children's nurse?
A children's nurse? Kind of weird.
This country, and I tell you what, you all deserve dirty big rises, don't they, ladies and gentlemen?
Dirty? You all deserve dirtiness? Is that what she said?
She said dirty big risers. What is a dirty big riser? Sometimes I don't pick up on these like these more nuanced sayings, but I guess
you're
we have a lot.
You're the one who watches the
I watch
UK
it all the time. I've never
TV
heard dirty reds lot risers or whatever it
subtitles.
Is. I do watch the subtitles.
Do you want to be a children's nurse, Dave?
Well, Scylla, I sit there, I play with a Lego, I watch cartoons, and I get paid for it.
I know, so you're a big kid at heart, are you?
Definitely.
But not only that, in your youth, when you were a much younger boy, I mean, you were in the Scouts, is that right?
Yep.
And now you're a fully fledged.
When you got to dig that deep to find something interesting about somebody, you might as well just.
You were the Scouts when you were six.
So you were born in a hospital, Dave, weren't you? When you were a little itty bitty baby. It's so stupid. It's like. He's a full-grown man. There's not anything more interesting that he could talk about the fact that he's Scouts. Unless there's a joke coming that we just don't know. Like, unless the producers have made it. Yeah, okay, let's see.
Scout master.
I am indeed.
And you sit around the campfire with the kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sing songs.
Do you? Oh,
yeah.
You don't sing that song.
I do.
Seems like
I
Dave
do.
Wants to hang around a lot of children.
I know.
Exactly. What's up with Dave? I mean, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying, anybody that wants to hang around children that much and does not have their own children,
yeah
you got to look out for
maybe
it.
Maybe just be
that
careful.
Famous yeah, that's song. Right. Tell us what
King
it's called.
Ganguly.
Oh, King Ganguly. All right. King Ganguly, 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 watch a King Ganguly, Ganguly.
How does everyone know this song? Is this
what the fuck is Ging Gang Gooly?
Everyone knows it, though.
And did you notice he has a wedding ring on his finger? This is really getting weird.
All three of you. I shall see you all in a minute, lads. All right, you're lovely.
All right, who's that minx?
Yeah, we got to find out who's the lovely lady.
Good fellas there, but which will our girl choose to be her own special wise guy? Let's find out. Her name's Kelly.
Horrible.
She's from Hampshire. Come in, Kelly.
Oh, here comes Kelly from Hampshire.
Okay. Woo.
Wow. Head to toe
she
black leather.
Is hot.
That girl is smoking hot.
My God.
Wow. Can you imagine going on a whole retreat with her?
Wow. She's like a tall, long-haired.
For those of you that aren't watching
wow.
this, she is a gorgeous woman. She's like a perfect human being.
Yeah, she's got head to toe, like it's a bodysuit.
Bodysuit, body it's suit, leather, it's latex body fitting. Type, yeah, she's voluptuous and long hair.
Yeah, and nothing looks fake, actually. It's,
yeah.
It looks natural.
Oh, God. these three fucking yahoos.
They are not going to know how to handle
no,
her.
No, these guys have no idea what to do with this kind of woman. Yeah. One guy got kicked out of the Merchant Navy. The other guy's hanging around children. And the third guy has butcher jokes. I mean, come on. You think she wants to date a butcher with bad teeth? No. Let's be honest. I wouldn't know what to do with a woman like this.
Hey, commercial breakers, best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. Better and it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, best-to-yo. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, all my TCB football fans, the first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Let me repeat that. Spend $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. As an added bonus for week one, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win, and if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Getting paid even when you lose? It's too good to be true. DraftKings is doing it this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook application now and use the promo code TCB to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's code TCB, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. One more time, $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. Use the code TCB. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See our show notes for additional details.
Nelly, what an entrance and what a look. The audience love you out there. Tell everybody what you do.
I work in sales and telecommunications.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
We're not worried about what you sell, because you've certainly sold yourself.
Yeah.
She's the best salesperson on the team.
You are a flirtatious lady, aren't you? You love to flirt.
I do.
But if you do like a guy and you get on with him on a date, I mean, you can't help finishing a date with a certain type of...
I can't.
Finishing
no,
him
I
off?
Break out in song. I do.
She said you can't help but finish him off? What is going on this show? These Brits, you know, they show boobs in the middle of the afternoon. It's like, it's a whole different world over there. They're not as prudish as we are. And so the old 90-year-old host saying, you know, you like to finish your dates off? And she's like, I do.
Break out in song, a little bit of Big Spender.
Really?
So do you want me to...
Okay,
we'll skip Big Spender here. I don't think we need to hear this lady sing Big Spender.
She's singing Big Spender.
Hey, Big Spender.
Hey, Big Spender.
Show your tits to me. I know, that's when she shakes her boobs and gets down low. Okay, we can skip all the clear misogyny going on in the show.
Three questions you've got there.
I've got three questions.
Fire away with the first one.
All we need is three.
Yeah, all you need is three questions to know who Kelly, which guy Kelly is going to take a date. This is the world's luckiest bastard. This girl is gorgeous.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Kelly.
Okay, question number one. I've got long, dark hair, which I'm told is my trademark. What part of your body?
I think whoever's telling you that your hair is your trademark is just being polite. Because I've only known you for 10 seconds and I don't think your hair is the trademark.
It's a great addition.
Yeah, it's a great addition to all the other things that are going on. Yeah.
Most proud of. Number one?
Well, I'd say my best feature would be my electric blue eyes. And if you look into them tonight, they'll make your hair stand on end.
This guy has no idea what to do. No idea what to do.
No.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to bring out the noises for this one.
Yes. Number two, please.
Well, Kelly, I've been told I've got not a bit of a nice bun, but a really...
Yeah, it's my sausages!
Oh, he said I got a nice bum.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I got a good connection for Molly inside the city.
That's my best tribute.
Yeah, that's my best attribute. It's my Coke dealer.
Nice bum. So how do you fancy a bit of a cheeky butcher boy?
Rump, do you?
I love this show. It's so bad, it's good. It's so campy, it's good. three questions. You get a week with Kelly. And the producers wrote all the jokes. And the guys tell them horribly. Everyone's telling these jokes horribly.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Well, as a rugby player, I suppose it's got to be my broad shoulders and broken nose. So do me a favour, Kelly. Kick these two into touch and we'll have an early bath.
What?
Kick these two into the touch and we'll have an early bath? Is this the same guy that wants to be a children's nurse? He said his broad shoulders and his broken nose. He pointed to his nose like he was talking about blow.
Yeah.
It's my great Coke connection. I got a better Coke connection than Jim over here. This is so bad.
Oh, my God.
She's going to go spend a week with somebody based on these questions. And clearly these jokes have to be fed to them, right?
Yeah.
They didn't just make the... No one's like unprofessional.
This witty.
Yeah, non-professional comedians right are this the, witty. That's yeah. right.
Question number two. I believe in first impressions and usually make a decision within the first few minutes of meeting someone. If you had just 15 seconds to impress me, what would you do? And that goes to number two, please.
Well, Kelly, if you had 15 seconds to choose me, you wouldn't have to have 15 seconds because you could have the rest of your life to just see how really good I am.
That's the sound of Kelly's libido going down onto the floor. Number two is not doing so. Well, Kelly, if you had 15 seconds, you wouldn't need 15 seconds because you could spend the rest of your life listening to my drivel about butchers for the rest of your life. My sausage jokes never get old. I have a new one every day.
Number one, please.
Well, Kelly, 15 seconds, that's not very long, but I think I'd show you how much of a hot lover I am. But then,
what? 15 seconds and tell you how much of a hot lover.
I tell you how much of a hot lover I am?
Wow.
Wow. Go for it, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us. Tell us about your moves. Tell us about your clit licking and your, and your booty banging. We're interested to know now.
I know.
Well, that's
yeah.
More than a twinkle to your eye.
Then I don't know what I'd do for the other 10 seconds.
He said, for the first 5 seconds, I'd tell you about a hot lover I am, and I don't know what I do for the other 10 seconds. Yep, that sounds about accurate. You're going to get Kelly in bed.
That does. With the way she looks and the way he looks.
Oh, yeah.
He'll last 5 seconds.
I would last 5 seconds. Let me make that joke again.
Number three.
Well, 15 seconds. So I've got about 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, forget it, Kelly. Just pick me.
That went bad. That went bad.
If you're Kelly at this point, do you think, like, I don't know.
What am I doing here?
Yeah. At least I get to sing my song. Yeah. Hopefully somebody notices me.
Yeah, I really
hopefully I get
be
that
a
record
star.
Album. Yeah. Do I really have to
That's
go?
That's why
on
I wore this outfit.
Do I have to go for the whole week or just can I go for a day or two?
Okay, question number three. I'm very trusting, although my friends often call me gullible because I'll believe absolutely anything they tell me. What's your most outrageous story and why should I believe you? Number one.
Oh, God, here we go. Outrageous stories.
Please.
Well, Kelly, when I was a lad, I was once on one of my dad's demolition sites and I managed to fall through a roof. So imagine this, I'm 100 foot up, hanging for my life, and I'm up there for about 15 minutes. But let me tell you something, Kelly, believe me.
He's hanging
I'm someone
for 15
you
minutes.
You wouldn't want to drop.
He's hanging for 15 minutes?
As a kid?
As a kid, 100 feet in the air? And he lived to talk about it?
Yeah, and he's not paralyzed.
Yeah,
or,
I don't know. And then what was the punchline to this? Let's see what brilliant idea he came up with.
15 minutes. But let me tell you something, Kelly. Believe me, I'm someone you wouldn't want to drop.
Jeez, this just gets worse and worse.
It really does.
Someone you wouldn't want to drop. I don't know if that's the most like outrageous the story. It just sounds like a episode of, you know, Reno 911. What is that show? 911 emergency or whatever. One of those bad Fox television programs. Fire and Rescue.
Number three, please.
Well, Kelly, I'm rich, successful, and I look like George Clooney.
Oh, tell the most outrageous story.
Oh, he was telling a dingbat. Lie.
Yeah, he was telling a lie. He's a loser who hangs around children.
And does not look
and the most important thing he's ever done is be a Cub Scout.
It does not look like George Clooney.
No.
You like George Clooney?
I do.
What a shame.
Oh, she's trying to give her a little advice
that's
here.
Right.
Why should you believe me?
Don't go with number three.
Don't go with number three.
Yeah, number three is a real lug nut. And he hangs around children. And he doesn't have any of his own.
Well, trust me, I'm a doctor.
He's just lying.
Yeah, now he's just lying. He's a nurse.
Okay,
not even yet.
Yeah.
He's trying to be one. Please.
Okay, well, Kelly, I once went away with the lads just for a week's holiday, and...
And I ended up banging all of them. It was crazy.
We did.
I got the clap and two of us got pregnant.
We were in Ibiza.
I decided to stay out there for 6 months. So when you pick me tonight, believe me, we won't be coming back.
Huh. And now she has to choose?
Yeah, I can universally say that all of these answers were really bad. If I was on the other side of that, I would be like, do I have
really
to commit
to
one
to
of them?
Choose, yeah. Because I don't want to choose.
I'd ask the host. I'd be like, do you want to go with me? Yeah. You're old. We could have a drink in the bar. You retire early, I'll go out. What do you think?
Questions. It goes over quick as a flash, doesn't it, Kelly?
I know.
It's make your mind up time. Any ideas?
I have, yeah.
You have?
I know who I'm going to pick.
No.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, don't tell me. No, not just yet anyway, because we've got to hear from our Graham.
Well, now, Kelly, will it be electrifying number one? If he's got the time, he won't keep you hanging around.
He's a financial advisor.
You'll have a butchers at number two who has the nerve to offer you the holiday of a lifetime. Or will it be indecisive number three, the medical
student
man
nurse.
For whom time seems to be slipping through his fingers?
Go with the financial advisor.
Did we really have to wrap up those three? I mean, you had three short questions. We just asked them the questions, like, why this show is awesome.
Decision is yours.
Pick your date, and then the second bit is picking the date where you're going to go. But the most important thing is, who are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for number one, please.
Oh! I think I might have liked him the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, out of the
he didn't say the stupidest thing up on it. Yeah. He at least knew how to speak.
Yeah, I don't think you've got any qualms about that one. But what about they're all great. What about the two that you turned down? And how could you turn down our butcher? Yeah.
Oh, she likes him.
Yeah, she likes his sausage.
Yeah,
she wants. Yeah, she wants to get stuffed.
Crown roast and his stuffing. You turned down number two. That was James from Cardiff. Come in, James.
What if he just slipped her some Molly while he shook her hand?
He started doing blow right there. Can I cut up a few lines? Is that cool? I just want to get this party started. I want to get right into it, host, whatever your name is.
She looks like Catwoman. I mean,
oh my God, she is just like a tall fucking drink of water. She really does look like Catwoman. You gotta check this out, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I'm not pining for subscribers. I'm telling you right now, you gotta check out this young lady. She is the cat's meow.
She is the cat's meow.
Look, she's watching him walk away, and she's like, oh, shit, that was the good-looking one. Because, you know, in every one of these shows, they have one good-looking one and then two real stinkers.
Right.
But luckily, number one is not the worst-looking man in the world.
I think number one might have been the best-looking one.
Number three is someone you just wanted to stay away from altogether. The way that he answered those questions.
You want to have, like, a police alert.
Yeah, you want to have security around. Yes. That's right.
Well, aren't you, sweetheart? And you turned down, how could you turn down 6'3", number three? That was our Dave from Brighton. Come in, Dave. What a sweetheart. Children's nurse is good.
Gorgeous.
That's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Right, never mind.
Never mind.
She's
You're
like,
lost.
You've
got to
go now.
Yeah, she's like, it's time to go, Dave.
Move along.
Your back's to the camera. No one can see you. Bad television
she's
form.
She's so gorgeous. I know.
She's so gorgeous. She's really good looking. Have you seen her tits? Can I stay here for a few minutes?
I'll just hang out.
Can I celebrate with number one? Is that okay? You guys need a third.
Never mind. Did you like him? Yeah. Oh, she's crying. My goodness me. Never mind.
She liked number three?
Wow.
Wow.
That was her type.
Maybe she likes that big burly type. Mm-hmm. She's a big woman. Like, she's tall.
She's
so
tall.
Maybe she likes someone that was taller.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee number one's going to come out and he's going to be up to her tits. Like, he's not going to be that tall.
Is he
I think
be
so.
Short?
Yeah, I think
Let's
see. He was 6'3". The last one was 6'3". And he, I think I was guessing about 2.5-3 inch difference.
So she's 6 feet tall. 6 feet, yeah.
They've gone. The audience loved this next one, and you chose him for your date. You chose number one. That was Nick from Pool. Come in, Nick.
Oh. We're on the same height.
Okay.
She's got on boots, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's awkwardly as they move
them
forward.
I know, it's awkwardly,
like,
yeah. She doesn't like him.
And you're
yeah.
going on vacation now.
He's so uncomfortable. Dude, you got to just, he's
well,
probably like,
hacking.
Oh my God, I've never seen a woman like this. I've never been within a foot of a woman like this.
I saw you giving her the once over there. A quick up to the eyes and quickly down to the rump. It was.
To the rump.
To the rump.
Where are you going on your blind date?
Go on, I'll let you pick.
Ooh.
It's a bunch in South America.
Yeah. By the way, they're all the same place. Come on, guys. You're going for 2.5 years to Antarctica. You'll be staying in a 1x1 room accommodation. You'll eat space food and shit in the bag. You'll love it. It's all yours. Thanks for playing on Blind Date. I hope those questions were great.
Oh my God.
You'll be trekking through Siberia. You'll be riding a dual bicycle through the Sahara Desert. You're moving in with Dave's mom. You're moving in with number three for a year. All expenses paid. Care of Dave, the student nurse.
Oh my God.
I love it.
You do. Who's going to read?
You can read.
Been in the Navy.
Been in the Navy.
6 months.
Creepy.
He was in the Navy for 6 months at 16 years old. I kept jobs longer than that at 16
now
years
he's
old.
A financial advisor.
Well, he turned out okay for himself. Yeah.
He's clearly, that gold chain.
Yeah. He's intimidated. And she's like, I should have chosen number three. Right. However, if you chose number three, it's almost guaranteed that you wouldn't last a week with him. No, he was a wild child.
Yeah.
What does it say?
An Israeli date.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Israeli date.
You're going to Israel. On a pilgrimage. Strap on your horses.
You're going to the Gaza Strip for a week. You'll be wearing bulletproof vests and dodging homemade bombs.
You're going to Israeli date. Okay.
You'll be staying in a home with suicide bombers. Congratulations to you. I shouldn't make fun. But no, that is not exactly the place you want to. I mean, I hear Israel is beautiful.
Yeah, no,
but I think it depends on where you're going in Israel. Yeah.
Yes, you're off to Israel. You're off to a luxurious 5-star hotel on the banks of the Mediterranean Sea. You'll enjoy the hustle and bustle of Tel Aviv.
The
hustle, bustle, and car bombings. You'll be rocking all night long. We provide earmuffs to keep you sleeping while everyone else is bombing.
Ancient Nazareth, oh wow, the history, and stroll through
The history, that's not what I want. I'm going on a stranger on a date. I don't want to go to Israel. I mean, you could have sent me to Norfolk and I would have had more fun. Send me to the middle of Ireland in winter. I mean, at least it's more fun.
Stunning fishing port of Jaffa. If that's not enough, it says here, you'll dance the night away Israeli style. Yes?
Is that a bit of belly dancing? What do they do? I can belly dance to that.
It's not even read the stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. What is sending me there?
Don't ask me stupid questions.
I think that guy is like, his mind is turning. He's oh shit, we're going to Israel.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, we're going to Israel.
She's beautiful.
And she's gorgeous.
I don't know. Like, his mind is
and
blown.
I just came in my pants.
I don't know.
I didn't even last until we got off stage. He's so nervous, and she's obviously, this was not the one she wanted to choose. Yeah, because number one was kind of handsome, and you could tell she like gave him a nice big hug. And then number three, she started crying when he walked away.
She
really wanted that one.
But
and number two,
she doesn't know what the blind date gods know.
Yeah, the blind date gods know. You're not going
go to
make
Israel.
It a day in Israel. Yeah.
No, it could be. Well, do ever what you like with your belly. He wouldn't mind. And it says, finally, let's hope you'll be dancing for joy when you come back. I think
when
you make
you
a stunning couple.
Providing
just
a wedding
make sure
for you.
Yeah.
You'll get married
away at your reception.
You'll get married on a fishing boat in the middle of the Mediterranean on a 15-day cruise. You'll be catching carp and getting married. The fun never stops here on Blind Date.
Come back and tell us how you both
belong. It's like an episode of Black Mirror.
That's I know. It is. You're
like,
right.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly and Nick, enjoy it
together forever.
I am most certainly going to find out what happened to Kelly and Nick because I got to know now, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we have to know what
we
happened?
We have got to know.
I am going
to
search high and low, and I am going to get the answer
hilarious.
To what we need. Oh, I think we found a new show we can have fun with. But there's tons of these out there, by the way, and they do like. They're hour-long episodes, and that only lasts 15 minutes. They do four of these an episode, and then they also have the people come back and talk about...
Well, that's what we need.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need that.
We
so
need
I'll see if I can find out with Kelly and Dave here what happened, or Kelly and Mark, whatever his name was.
Nick.
Okay. I'll see if I can find out what happened, and we'll update you on a future episode of The Commercial Break. Yeah. Hey, we want to thank you. We've been getting these wonderful reviews, and you know, we know you may have found us by listening to another show, or maybe you just decided to leave us a review after years of sitting on your hands. We really appreciate it. And you can leave us a review on almost any podcast player. We'll take them. Ratings, reviews. It's a way that we can help other people find the show. Don't ask me how. It's all an algorithm. Blah, 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 blah. But do make sure to subscribe and follow on your favorite podcast player or at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can also go to our website. TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, it's all there for the taking. You can go to one place, TCBpodcast.com. You can also contact us by hitting the contact us button. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all. We take all takers. Write me whatever you want to. If you got a story to tell, you can write in there. If you'd like to come on the program and tell a story, we would be happy to do that. I really haven't gotten someone that I think the story is good enough to bring them on, or they weren't willing to come on air, but I would love to have you on air. We can disguise your voice. You're welcome to come on. We'll change your name. If you've got a story to tell, ask TCB or TCB Storytime. We would love to hear about it. 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. And please send in your random topics and thoughts for TCB Random coming up in a couple months. And also, the world's most famous pet psychic is coming to the commercial break.
I cannot wait.
If you want to hear about what your pet's thinking or where they were in an afterlife or, you know, who they're going to be in the next life, we're going to ask all the questions. Send in
what
a picture.
What about a dead pet?
Dead pets are included.
Okay.
Please send in your picture and the name to 661-237-8296. We'd love to hear about it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And we love you from the bottom of our hearts. Chrissy,
yes,
I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you,
best
Chrissy.
Best to you.
And, you know, best to you out there in the podcast universe. I guess until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Bye.